My name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston's City Council meetings and take notes. The notes for this episode are from the council meeting on November 17th, 2021. Let's start with the mayor's report. First things first, there was a live snake named Iris, accompanied by her Houston Zoo handler at council today. She seemed super chill, but a lot of the council members were being real anti-snake, which was rude to Iris, but luckily she doesn't speak English and didn't know what was going on. It seems Councilmember at-large Sally Alcorn organized a fundraiser for Bark, and whichever CM donated the least had to hold a snake as incentive. Mayor Turner also talked about his trip to D.C. for the infrastructure bill signing event and said he advocated hard for Houston to receive our fair share in the coming years. Things that could be covered by the bill are stormwater drainage, the Ike Dyke, car and train infrastructure, including rail, high-speed internet, and much more. The Thanksgiving Day Parade is on next Thursday. Rest in peace to Beatrice Green, a Houston civil rights activist who passed away at the age of 108. And of course, some council members had comments on the mayor's report. Regarding the infrastructure bill, Councilmember Robert Gallegos of District I said we need to, quote, stay on top of Metro, end quote, to make sure they get funding to build the rail line to Hobby Airport and to make sure that they follow through. Councilmember Abby Kamen of District C talked about the United Nations Climate Change Conference, specifically the many entities pledging to halt the sale of new gasoline-powered vehicles by 2030. You might recall a little debate of our own from a few weeks ago on this issue. Mayor Turner said that Houston's resilience plan will play a big role in getting us funds from the infrastructure bill and that, quote, Houston is front of mind, end quote, in Washington, D.C. Councilmember Carolyn Evans-Shabazz of District D suggested that if we get money from the infrastructure bill to address water infrastructure, maybe we could revisit that water rate increase approved back in June. Councilmember at large David Robinson said that a federal liaison will be at the December 2nd Transportation, Technology, and Infrastructure Committee meeting to go over the infrastructure bill and what Houston can expect. CM Gallegos mentioned that Harris County is pausing their lawsuit against TxDOT over the I-45 expansion and hopes that the infrastructure bill will give money to TxDOT so that they can continue with the expansion but do it better so that fewer communities are affected. Mayor Turner closed this section of the meeting by remembering the families of the people killed at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival and all those traumatized by their experience there. Moving on to some agenda items. There was a public hearing for the city to annex part of the Kingsbridge Municipal Utility District, or MUD, I think for tax purposes? I'm not really sure. There were no speakers, and this will be on the agenda soon. Agenda item 2 approved switching over our streetlight electricity plan from a variable rate to a fixed rate, a direct result of Winter Storm Uri, because the city contracts with Reliant on a wholesale basis, our electricity rates got jacked up after the storm and ended up costing us millions more than normal. So going forward, we'll have a fixed rate, so this will not happen again. It's also worth noting that all other city electricity, such as the lights on in buildings, are already on the fixed rate plan. Next up, they're going to start switching gas billing to a fixed rate as well. Councilmember Greg Travis of District G used this opportunity to talk shit about renewables and said they're less dependable. Mayor Turner said, no, that is not true, referred to the 2011 winter storm after which Texas did nothing to prepare for future storms, and said winterization and the PUC and the lack of capacity are to blame. CM Travis said, quote, the facts speak for themselves and that research has been done, end quote, which Mayor Turner also pushed back on. Agenda item 4 would have approved several residential parking permit areas in districts C and D, which is that street parking that you need a permit for during certain hours, but Councilmember at large Michael Kubosch tagged it. CM Kamen asked him to pause his tag so that she could speak on the item, but he refused, which was sort of funny. He was feisty today. Agenda item 6 approved the purchase of COVID-19 tests and supplies. And just as a reminder, you can get tested for free through the city's health department. Look up Curative. It's very, very helpful. Agenda item 11 would have adopted some new construction codes pertaining to fire and other perils, but was tagged by nearly every council member. Apparently, a lot of people spoke on this topic at the public comment session Tuesday, which I did not attend. There was not much discussion today, except everyone agreeing it needs to be looked into more before getting approved. So it'll be back on the agenda soon, I assume. Agenda item 12 would have approved a $15 million grant to Magnificat House, Inc., for the construction of a permanent supportive housing community for homeless persons in Midtown, or District D. But CM Kubash tagged this one too, with no explanation. And I could see CM Kamen laughing and shaking her head, and I have to agree, he was really on a roll today. Agenda item 15 approved the extension of a contract between the city, Greater Houston Community Foundation, and Cities for Financial Empowerment to continue work on financial empowerment centers in Acres Homes and Magnolia Park, Manchester. CM Kubash tried to tag this one too, because he doesn't like Greater Houston Community Foundation. And then he went on a pretty long tirade about how they bungled distribution of Harvey relief funds. This item was apparently untaggable, but he still got to say his piece and the item passed anyway. He even voted for it. Agenda item 16 approved aid for vendors operating concession-type businesses at IH and Hobby that are suffering because of COVID-19, obviously affecting travel. The help includes direct financial assistance and letting them charge more for the goods that they sell, amongst other things. CM Gallegos supported this item, but said, quote, he hopes these concessionaires remember what we did for them when things start to get better, end quote, which was vaguely threatening and just kind of weird. Agenda item 19 approved a $67,000 settlement to a man injured in a car collision with a city employee driving a city car way back in 2017. Agenda item 27 would have approved almost $2 million for drainage work and repaving in District I, but CM Gallegos tagged this one because he wants to make sure all the new drains have proper grates on them to keep litter out of our waterways. It was a real tag-heavy session. Finally, the council member pop-offs. CM Kamen mentioned Movember, in which dudes grow mustaches to raise awareness for testicular cancer and mental illness. She also plugged the Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee meeting this Thursday and wished all a happy Thanksgiving and a happy Hanukkah. Councilmember Ed Pollard of District J invited everyone to reflect on their blessings, plugged several food distributions and a tailgate event at Houston Baptist University this Saturday. CM Evan Shabazz had so many things to plug, like usual, including some food distributions, a gardening class at the Palmer Center, and a partnership with Amazon to waive delivery fees on food orders over $35 in an effort to combat food deserts. She said that more info on that is forthcoming. Councilmember Carlos Cisneros of District H talked about the Texas Workforce Commission conference beginning today, or rather on Tuesday, especially its education components, and referred to children as our future workforce, which just really kind of bummed me out. It's a strange way to refer to children. CM Castix Tatum shared a New York Times article by Jessica Lee Hester about pandemic-related waste and litter and what cities, including Houston, are doing to combat it. She said, quote, our works are not in vain, end quote. She also plugged several food distribution events and mentioned inflation and the rising price of turkeys. While wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving, CM Robinson said, it's a great time with the harvest. He also talked about a couple of Houston Climate Week events and the next TTI meeting. That's Transportation, Technology, and Infrastructure. Councilmember Tiffany Thomas of District F plugged the next Housing and Community Affairs Committee meeting on December 14th, several food distributions, and mentioned the first installation of the Vietnamese historical markers on Monday. It's going to be at the intersection of Bel Air and Boone. She hopes everyone has a good break and said, I need it. We all need it. Mayor Turner concluded today's meeting by reminding everyone that there will be no meetings next week and wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And that's it. That was the meeting. I want to thank all of our Patreon supporters. It means a lot to me that you feel like this project is worth spending money on, because there's a lot out there. So thank you for choosing Emily Takes Notes. The Patreon is patreon.com/EmilyTakesNotes. And if you are able, we really appreciate it. You can find resources for this episode, including where to watch city council meetings and how to find your city council member, in the show notes as well. This week's episode was recorded by and has music from Joe Wozni. It is produced by Connor Clifton. That's it for this week. I am Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.